Good morning. This is 91.3 WLRN, South Florida's NPR news station, and 91.5 WKWM, NPR for the Florida Keys. I'm Wanda Miles. It's Thursday, October 11th. Great to be with you. Support for NPR newscast comes from Living Essentials, distributor of 5-Hour Energy in Pink Lemonade, a portion of proceeds going to Avon Foundation for Women Breast Cancer Crusade. Support for WLRN Miami Herald News provided by Wheelabrator Technologies. For more than 2 decades, Wheelabrator has been providing environmentally responsible waste-to-energy disposal services in Broward County. Learn more at poweringbroward.com. And now with an update on local and regional news from the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald. Good morning, Phil Latzman.
And good morning to you, Wanda. President Obama is back in Miami today for the second time in the past 3 weeks. He'll appear at the University of Miami, this time for a campaign rally. The president was at UM in late September for a forum hosted by Univision. It'll be the third time that Mr. Obama will visit the Coral Gables campus in the past 8 months. That is the sound of absentee ballots rolling off presses at Miami-Dade Supervisors of Elections office in West Dade. They are on their way out to voters. Floridians have already cast more than 76,000 ballots in the presidential election. And the campaigns for Republican Mitt Romney and President Obama are scrambling to reach out to 2 million other voters who may have requested those absentee ballots. Voter registration closed on Tuesday, and South Florida election supervisors are busy preparing for next month's actual election day. WLRN Miami Herald reporter Marva Hinton tells us they say thousands of registrations have come in over the past 2 weeks.
Election supervisors will have the final numbers next week after the state is done certifying all the voter registration forms that came in at the deadline. And Monroe County Supervisor of Elections Harry Sawyer Jr. says he's expecting a big increase.
Even before we get the final numbers in, we're still ahead of 2008.
Currently, Monroe has slightly more than 51,000 registered voters. That compares to just over 50,000 in 2008. Palm Beach County Supervisor of Elections Susan Booker says she's also seen a big rush to register this year.
Well, in the last few weeks, we've seen an uptick of about 15,000 new registered voters.
Booker says interest in voting absentee is also high.
We are inundated with requests, and we're trying to keep up every day. We're getting anywhere from 2,000 to 5,000 requests every day for absentee ballots.
And apparently, a lot of Palm Beach County voters have already made up their minds. Booker says nearly 10,000 absentee ballots have already been turned in to her office. I'm Marva Hinton.
The State Impact Florida Education Reporting Project has teamed up with NPR's Tell Me More for an education broadcast and Twitter forum that took place yesterday. Education Secretary Arnie Duncan was part of it. So was Michelle Rhee, Diane Ravitch, and students and other educators. State Impact Florida reporter Sarah Gonzalez was in the TweetUp chat room talking about the conversation on Twitter. And here's a sample.
Our tweets, as they say, are being very active on the Twitter conversation. We're getting multiple tweets every second, comments about technology and access to technology, the achievement gap, and of course, test scores, which has been a big thread from the beginning of the conversation. Mrs. L135 said, are there bad schools? Sure. Can those schools be identified from one test score? No. Father Gator asked, are students the customers or the product? They're talking about what is a solution. Is it private school vouchers and charter schools? Is it more school choice? We have people saying, no, that's not the answer. So it's been a good mix.
And we want to keep the education conversation going. Teachers, professors, principals, students, parents, join the conversation at hashtag NPR EdChat and follow all of our education coverage at the State Impact Florida website. And it's easy to find. Go to WLRN.org. And from the Miami Herald newsroom, I'm Phil Latzman.
The recent meningitis outbreak has affected patients in 20. 20-